Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Menachot Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting right in the last line of Daf Yud Amud Bet. So we're still discussing the kmitza, right? We had in the Mishnah that if we did kmitza and you had a stone and you were missing place, etc. The Gemara is like this. Kamatza labi had a betzor. So now he did kmitza, and when he lifts up his hand, he sees the stone in his hand. Or gargar melach, or like a clunk of salt. Or Koret Levona Pasul, that's the Mishnah. Or he finds like a strand of Levona. Okay, so it's all Pasul. Remember, we saw in the Mishnah, why? Because we have to have the exact amount. And as soon as we saw that it was filled with something else, it means there was something missing from the kmitza, that the flour was, that there was less than the amount of flour. Okay, so almost like this. Kolani Lamedi, why do we need all these three examples? At the end of the day, exactly the same. What do we care if it's a stone, or if it's a clunk of salt, or if it's a piece of Levona? I mean, it makes the difference. The Gemara says, no, Tshur, we need them all. Why? The Itan at Tshur, he would have just learned Tshur, would have said like this, what's Tshur? Why is Tshur a stone, Asur? Mishum delav bar hakravahi, because I can't bring a stone as a korban. Aba melach, bar hakravahi, aimatit kasher, but a melach, it's salt, which anyhow you can bring in as a korban. So, you know, melach doesn't bother me. Melach can be part of the kmitza. The Itan at melach, we just learned salt, would have said, why salt, Asur? The law ikva bahadeh mincha mikar, because it wasn't part of the mincha from the outside, because the mincha is made up of flour and oil and levana, not because of salt. So he says, salt is an outsider salt pasul, but if it was a ketoret, right? If it was the levana, it would have been okay. Aba levana d'ikva bahadeh mincha mikar, ematit kasher. This is okay, kamash belan. Okay? So therefore, we have all these three things, tells us, doesn't matter, even levana, which was part of the korban, even salt, which wasn't part of the korban, a stone, which isn't bar hakrava, all these things we need to know that we can't do them. Okay, most like this. My ear, mishum chaser v'yater. So now, what's the difference? Why we say, remember, in the Mishnah we gave the reason, because it was either it's asur to have too much or too little, right? So Gemara says, tepukle mishum chatzitza. Why don't we just say that if we've got a stone there or a piece of frankincense or salt, that's a chatzitza. I mean, the guy does kmitza, he grabs up the flour. We want to have the flour on his fingers, on his hand, not something not something blocking between the hands of the finger and the flour. I'm Rabbi Yerbia Minatzah. The Chidushia is not because of the chatzitza, it's because of Minatzah. Now look at Rashi there very quickly. My area mishum kometz chaser tepuk dead the shore. It says, the chotetz bain yadol kemetz v'chatzah posede, v'kotshim kerevar pesachim. Ida mi chotetz bain kemach lekemach, agon be'emtza ha-kometz. Even so, the flour and flour, there was something, it would look like I had two separate pieces of flour in my hand. The Gemara answered, what was the answer? Minatzad. Lamala etzel godal, or lamata etzel kemitza. So now, we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to discuss, so I'm just jumping the gun now. It's quite interesting. The Gemara lays out a brighter and says over here exactly what each finger is, right? This baby finger is called the zeret. Okay? This is called the kemitza. This finger is called the kmitza. Okay? We use kmitza, right? So that's a zeret is a baby finger. That's a kmitza is a second finger. This is called the amah, right? It's called amah because from here to here is an amah. Okay? And this over here is called etzba. And this is called godal, the thumb, right? So Gemara's like this. What does it mean atzad? It says, lemala etzel godal. When you do kmitza, look at my hand, we do kmitza like this with the three fingers, right? So if you're holding the kmitza like this, above the kmitza on this side by the godal, and that's what the Rashi is saying over here. Or lamata etzel kmitza, or over here, next to the kmitza finger over here, right? That's good, right? This is when outside, what's the issue? Or lamata etzel kmitza, deleke chatzitza. There, wouldn't, if you had flour sticking, a stone or a straw or anything over there, it wouldn't be chatzitza. Because chatzitza is only interests us inside the kmitza, right? Inside those three fingers. So whatever was there or it was here, there wouldn't be, we couldn't use the answer as chatzitza. That couldn't be the example. We couldn't say chatzitza. That's Rashi, right? Ikke chatzitza. But the like chatzitza. The hainu min atzad. The achar shekamatz. So what's going on over here? It says, achar shekamatz. Hofech gav yado lamata. He does like this. He takes it like this. And he turns his hands. That the gav, the back of his hand, is facing downwards. Yado lamata. Yashilo yipol min hakometz. Klum. Vahave godal v'kametze min atzad. Vash lechatzitza. She'etz lakemach mutal atshor. Aval chisor nika. Right, he says, nonetheless, you wouldn't have chatzitza, but you'd still have lacking. Because there was a stone in here, even on the side there, right, or right over here, still means that this part of the kmitza would be lacking in amount. So we can't use chatzitza. Okay, that's why we say, that was the answer there. Well, I mean, because in the category, there wouldn't be chatzitza, but it would still be lacking. So Amale Abai Rava, Kaitzad Komsim. So now Rabbi asks, Abai Osh Rabbi Simon, okay, how do you do Kemitza? He says, Amale, how do you do it? Kelim Mitzvah, if people do it. What do you mean, how do you do it? How do people do it? Can people do it? Look at Rashi there. What do you mean, how? Mashu b'chola etzbaot. He said, like people, what's Kemitza? Pick up. That's his answer. So he says, Adivay, that's not right. He brings a brighter. He says, Zozeret Zukamitza. These are the things we mentioned earlier on, right? The baby fingers Zukamitza. This is that Kemitza. And Rashi goes through each one, right? Zeret etzba katana mimena matchila zera. V'nafkirin lemidat choshen zeret orkai. He tells you why we need to know each finger. It's quite interesting. So try and keep your one finger on the Rashi, or maybe in the notes they've got their folds in the Rashi. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Just follow me. Right, so Zeret is your baby finger, and he says it's Etzpa Ketan, a little finger, Mimena Matchil HaZeret, that's where it's talking, V'naf Kamina Lemidat Choshen Zeret Orka, a Choshen, the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol is Zeret Orka, Zeret Rochva. It's a Zeret by Zeret. Okay, so that's where we have to know what Zeret is, okay? Now, that's Zeret. Then Kemitza, Mimena Matchil HaKometz, Moto Etzpa Shetz Taktada, why is it called Kemitza? When you do Kemitza, you start from that finger. So there's already a Kashia now on Rava. Because Abaya says to Rava, how to do commits, and Rava says, like people do it with the whole hand. This is the kashya here, but it can't be because the brighter says commits, so we start from there, not your whole hand, right? And then Amma, what's Amma? Zo Amma. Mena Moladim call Amot Habinyan Vakim. All the in the building of the Beit HaMikdash and all the Kadim, it's we measure Amma, right? Amma starts from here. That's what's called Amma. We measure Amma. That's an Amma. From the tip of the finger to that's where we measure an Amma. Right? And Zu Etzba, this is the Etzba of the other middle, this finger, yeah? Litabel HaKohen Etzba B'dam. That's the finger the Kohen uses for the blood. Because every finger's got its job. Okay? Zeret for the Choshen. Kemitza to start Kemitza. Amar for measuring. Etzba for Kohen. And Zu Godal, what's the Godal, the big finger? Lebohonot de Metzor. Remember the Metzor, he speaks the oil and the blood on his thumbs and on his big toes, right? Alma, so here comes the question, as she says. The Kemitza Kometz velo Zeret. There's a kashya to Rava. You said to me, we do kemitza like everybody with your whole hand. Not true. The bride said we do kemitza from this finger over here. So what's Rava's story? Got the question? Right? Elela hashvot. So he says, no, you're right. What do we, when I say the whole finger, we use the baby finger la hashvot. What do we do? Look here. Take kemitza. Now we want to rub it off. So we go like this and like this. And we fired it out, and we've got, that's what he means by Rashmat. Okay, so most likely, we skip over those lines. Hechi Avi, so how would he do it? Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvi Amrav. Chofe Shlosh Etzpotav Ad Shemagi Al Pas Yado like that. Vekometz. Tayam Yachi, Melokum Tso. What's Melokum Tso? Min Yachol Mevorat. Look at the, I've got a Bach, it's never right. Yachol Shekam Tso Mevorat. Right, in a massive Bible. Tamudu Bar Bekum Tso. Even Kum Tso Yachol Merosh Etzpotav with all his fingers. Tamudu Bar Melokum Tso. How do we do it? Chofe Shlosh Etzpotav Al Pas Yado. The comet, and he then sticks his hand in like he digs out into the machvat or the marcheshet, which is the deep or shallow pan. Mochek begodalo with his thumb, he wipes on the top. Milamalo betzbao haktana milamata vezu, and says the brighter vezohi avoda kasha shebe migdash, and this is the most difficult avoda in the migdash. I'm going to say, wait a second, vezehu vetulo. That's the only difficult avoda in the migdash. What about vaike melika vaike chafina? There's melika, which we also saw before, is a very difficult avoider, which the Kohen does. We know he shechts the bird with his thumb, right? Va'ike chafina, and there's the chafina of the ketoret in Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol takes a chofin, right, a handful of ketoret, and he has to do a special trick with it and get it to go in and burn it, and the whole story, like everyone to go into it now. Which says, you're right. And azohi achat mi'avodot kashas v'mikdash. Was it Yurat? There are quite a few difficult avodas in the Amigdash. Kohanim were acrobats, you know that. They could do all crazy things, Kohanim, with their fingers and their hands, and you know, Kohanim were very acrobats. Right? So it says there were a few of them. Amra Papa Pshita.
For the right price, we'll show you.
For the right price. Amra Papa, I can't even get a glass of water in this place. You want to talk to me and show
you?
No, I'm joking. Amra Papa Pshita li melokum tso. Right? So Rava says like this. Pshita li, understand what melokum tso means. Right? With a kemitza full. Because I know people, you know, take a handful. About what's my problem? Abai Rapapi had a difficulty. Kamatz beroshe etzbotav mai. When we say that he takes with the end of his fingers, right, with the tip of his fingers, what does that mean? Okay, look at Rashi there. Beroshe etzbotav maat ad shelo yagia ad pas yado. When he goes just like that, he gets the pas yado, right? Mai and minat study. When we say minat study, what do we mean minat study, right? My and Mimatila Mala, what do you mean? All of those things, my taiku. I haven't got an answer to all of them. Okay, thank you very much. We've got quite a few taikus here in coming up in the Gemara. But I'm going through all these things quickly, okay, because they're pretty straightforward, I think, and not pretty, no real, okay? Okay, you with? Mm-hmm. Am I not going too fast? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Amara Papa, Pshitali Melochofnav. Okay, again, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the coin, understand what Melochofnav, the handful means over the Chafne in Shelak, they do a Bayrava, what's my problem? Chafan Barashay Etzbotav, just at his fingers, Mahu, Mirzli Mahu, Chafan Bezo Ubezo, the Kervan, Zo Etzelzo, Mahu, all these questions which we'll learn in Peace God and come to Yom Kippurim, take us and okay, Bayrava, Papa, again. Now he's got a question which is relevant to us again. Davkeila komets bedafne de manama. If the komets got stuck on the side of the kli, right? Bedofen on the inside of the wall of the kli. My. Is it close? Look at Rashi there, Dafke. Look at Rashi there. I skipped down the Rashis. Can you find the Rashi there? Anybody? Dafke. Yes, right at the bottom of Rashi there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wide lines down. Right? He says, like a Dafkei, look on it. Beshat Kiddusho. Remember, there's a machloke, but we saw that our Gemara seems to go the opinion that when it comes to the Kemitzah, so we do Kemitzah, we do Kiddush Kli of the whole Mincha in a Kli. Then we do Kemitzah. Then we take that Kemitzah and we do it, put it into another Kli. And there's Kiddush of the Kemitzah, remember? With me? So now that Kemitzah, when I put that Kemitzah into the Kli, If the outside was a bit wet, the flour, and it sticks to the side of the kli, doesn't go down onto the bottom of the kli, isn't rested nicely, right? So that's his question. It says like this: Bayi dafkei lo komets bedaf nemana toch kli bainan. We have to put it into a kli vahaika, and maybe this is inside the kli, even though it's stuck on the side, but it's in the kli. Or Dilma Hanacha betochobin. We actually have to like put it down gently in the kli and has to go all the way down and be on the bottom of the kli, right? Hanacha, to rest it in the kli. And in that case, Leika. Right? What's the question? Answer, Teiku. Doesn't know. Right? Again, another question. Bai Mar Baravashi, Hafche Lemane Vedafke Lekomets Ba'araita Demanamai. Take the kli. This is the first pshat. See, Rashi gives two different nushtos. The first way Rashi explains is as follows. See this cup over here? The cup, the bottom of the cup, look here. Even though it's upside down, there's what's called beta kibul, right? There's like a receptacle portion over here. I could even pour water into there, right? It would be fine. If I turn the kli upside down and I stick the komets over there, is that considered inside the kli? It's in the kli. Or does it have to be over there in the kli like that? Right? That's the way Rashi, look at Rashi here. There's no Rashi here, so where did I see the difference? Maybe the Gemara actually gives it. We have to put hanacha, we have to put it inside. But it is inside, although it's in the back of it. Right? The Gemara there says teiku. Okay, we're not sure what, or maybe it's the way that the kli was made, right? In which case, we don't know, and that's another teiku. Okay, the last teiku over here for the day. No, that was it. Okay, new Mishnah. Okay. Shkoach. Brocha. Right. New Mishnah. Now, can you see the Vav there? There's a Zayin, sorry, of the Shittah Mekubetzeh. Can you see there? The Ot Zayin in the Mishnah? There's a Shittah Mekubetzeh. Go to Shittah Mekubetzeh, Ot Zayin. Look here. Tevot keitzad hu oseh poshet etzbotav al pas yado nimchak. He takes out that whole line of the Mishnah. Because let's be honest, Ketzer will say, this whole story here of how to do the Kemitzah, really finish the Sugya. Right? It's not part of this Mishnah at all. Probably part of the previous Mishnah, but it's not part of this Mishnah. So we start off our Mishnah from Ribash Mana. If he's got too much oil, or Chaseh Mana, or enough oil, or Chiseh Levonata, or he's got lacking in the Levona, in all those three cases, the Mincha would be Pasul. So the Gemara says like this. Look at Rashi, Ribash Mena, because Dinah, Rashi says, a log, you have to have a log of oil. Kedama beperush de midot, mehai kra, le mincha, belog shemen. או חיסר שמנה, right? פסוק, אמר לה, משמנה, שאם חיסר כל שמנה פסוק, זה עושה משמנה, אפשר להור למען. חיסר לבונתה, זה שיעור לבונה, זה רשי, what's the שיעור? מלוא הקומץ. בפרשת בפרק הרי אלי עשור, מפרש לה בגזר שווה, נאמר הרמה הזו ואיקה שליט נראה בלבונתה, והוא מפרש, אבל סיץ דן עשה כזה כל את המז'ה איז. בוא נאמר לי, זה seems to be מלוא קומץ, you have all a handful of לבונה, and a log of שמן. If you got too much שמן or too little שמן, it's possible. You haven't got any, if you're missing לבונה, it's possible. We don't see anything here about having too much לבונה. Notice that. It doesn't say ריבה בלבונה. It just says חסר בלבונתה, right? The Gemara says, "Hechi dami riba shmana." Well, how do you have too much oil? The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, right? The Shita and the Mesora Shas both changed that. Not Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, but Rabbi Elazar the Amora. Amar Rabbi Elazar kegon shehifrishla shnei lugin. Okay, he set aside, allocated to this korban two lugin. Look at Rashi there." שהפריש לה לשם מנחה, רק שני לוגין, ועירבו אימא, דנראית כשתי מנחות. And he mixed them up together, looks like now two מנחות, looks like a massive, much too much. אבל בלוגו מחצה, כסגלת לא מפסה, but one and a half wouldn't pass it. There was, basically, if it still looks like one מנחה, even though you got a bit more שמן, not the end of the world, but when it's too much שמן, looks like a double מנחה, then it becomes completely different and it becomes pasul. That's what Rabbi Elazar says, right? And I realize it's like this. V'lo mi ba'i dechulin udechaverta depasil. It's obvious. You don't even need to tell us. If you put in chulin, right? If you mix them with chulin, right? Udechaverta. Or from other shemen, from another korban, it would be pasul. That's pasul. Aval yifrish la shnei lugin. But if you set aside two lugin, hoyil v'hai chazidai v'hai chazidai, since each log could be good for it, right? So aim a law lift, so we might think, you know what? Milachatchili set them aside. So what, we'll use two log, kamashbalan, that it is pasul. Okay? Clear? Right. Umana, umina le Rabbi Elazar. Where did they do that from? It was Amar Rabbi Matna Keshite. Amar Rabbi Matnitin Keshite, he says. Was looking at Mishnah. Ma iru detani ribashmana. What did it mean? Why dafke ribashmana? Right? Why did it say ribashmana? The lashon of the Mishnah. Litni riba la shemen. Why did it say too much shemen? Why did it say riba shmana? It's shmana. Look at Rashi there quickly. Ubinal Rabbi Eliezer, hi, dafilu hifrishan l'shman pasu, the bottom Rashi says, even if he set it aside, l'shem, the mincha, that's still pasu. Because he says there shmana. Look at Rashi. Mashma, kehufrash kula l'shma. You see that? When it says riba shmana, its shemen is too much. The shemen that you set aside for this mincha. See what he's saying? See, that was the difficulty. So why would you have too much set aside? You set aside two log. That's what he means. Okay. Adaf agav di frish lashnei login. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah was chiser levonata, right? That it was missing levona. So the Gemara brings it brighter. Tarabanan chasra v'amda al koret echad. Right, it was missing, and all he had was one koret, right? One strand of one thing of levona, psula. Al shnei koretin, but if he had two koretin, says a brighter, the tanakam of the brighter would be kosher, and that is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to see now three opinions in this brighter. Brighter tanakam of Rabbi Yehuda says what? That one koret is too little, but if you had two, it would already be kosher. Okay, remember this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, al koret echad kshaira, even one would be good enough. It is koret. Is that the word? Is it pronounced correctly? Koret or kort? No, in Hebrew, man. Look at it. In Hebrew, Adi, what's the thing you got Hebrew there? With a seg three. Correct, right. Okay, al koret echad kshara. Pachot mikam psula. So we got Rabbi Yehuda says two is okay. Rabbi Shimon already says that even one koret is good enough. Remember, our Mishnah says just if it's missing. Right, lacking. So the question now, Rabbi Yehuda says one would be good enough, Rabbi Shimon says two koret are good enough. The Gemara asks Akasha, Baha Tanya, right, Kometz, Ulevona. And now we understand at the moment that Kometz or Levona means Kometz of the flower or Levona on its own, either one. Shechaser Kol Shu Pasu. Right? So how can, right? Look at the Rashi there. How Tanya, Kaparech Minad Rabbi Shimon, right? Actually, Akash Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that even though we've gotten the Brice of how Tanya Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon's in brackets, because on Rabbi Shimon, right? But the question on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon said over here that even one koret would be good enough, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you need two koretim. Rabbi Shimon says even one would be good enough. But Mishnah Gemara brings a Brighton says, "Va'atanya komets ulavona shechaser kol she was missing even something a little bit." That's pasul. So how can you have less than one? And yet Rabbi Shimon says that one is already kosher. But we said even chaser kol shehu. Now if it's kosher means that it's missing something, but there's at least one. Kosher doesn't mean there's nothing. It means there is some levona there. But it's missing something. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, even one little square of piece of levona would be good enough. So how's that bright to make sense? You could never have a case of kol chaser kol shu with Rabbi Shimon. With me? For Rabbi Shimon, either you got one or you got nothing. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Right? So he says, Tanai, you're right. So he says, you know what? Change the brighter. Koret levona she chaser kol shu pasu. If you got one koret that's missing a bit, that was even less than a koret has to be for it to be pasu. Okay. That is... he understands. So what is he basically doing, Rabbi Shimon? He's changing the brighter. The brighter says, "Kometz olavona shechaser." He says, "Don't read it kometz olavona. Read it koret lavona." But basically, he's doing a hagaha. He's saying, "Look, the Mishnah, the brighter is a mistake. It's not meant to, when it said kometz, it meant to be koret. So it's not kometz olavona. It's koret lavona." The e-bite amen. The other way you could solve this problem, he said, "No, say another answer altogether." When do we say that a komet levona shechaser kol shu is pasul? If it comes on its own, and if it comes with the mincha, you need at least one, or other way around, whatever case. But you could have a situation where you got the difference between a mincha and a kol levona, or just a korban levona on its own. I mean, we saw already that a levona can be brought on its own. Remember, we saw shemen come on its own and levona come on its own. You with me? Right? You want a glass of water, Anna? Have water. Keep you awake. If I'm not doing a good job of keeping you awake, then let the water keep you good. Keep you awake. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So now we're going to have three ma'amarim here of Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. So the first, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. Gimel machloket badavar. Three argue. Remember I said there were three opinions and actually only saw two in the brighter, right? It was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. But here comes the third one, right? He says, by Yosef, he says, Gimel machloket, shlosha machloket badavar. Rabbi Meir. First is Rabbi Meir. And while who's Rabbi Meir? So Rashi says, yeah, stam matnitin de ka'amar chiser levonata psula. Our Mishnah, which says just stam, chiser levonata psula, is Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is a Stam Mishnah, right? Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. So he's the one there. And what does Rabbi Meir say? Savar komets batchila, the komets basof. You have to, it's a komets at the beginning, komets at the end, right? And you have to have a komets of ilavona when you do in both stages of the korban. Look at Rashi there. Rabbi Meir Stam Mishnah, komets batchila, b'shat komets ba'inan shiye b'kli malei komets lavona. When you come and do the kmitza at the very beginning, you have to have enough of a malay kmitza, a handful or a kmitza full at least of levona in the mincha. Ubaha kulu modu de mitchila bai kometz. And that's no machloket. Everybody agrees that at the outset, you have to have a kmitza of levona in the korban mincha. Ukedi alfina migzer shava preka almoer are alay saron. And that's learned from migzer shava. The question now is the komets basof. What does komets basof mean? When you look at Rashi, b'sha'at haktarat levona shelo techsar. Remember, we take a kmitza, and then we go and we do haktara. We burn it on the mizbeach, right? At that stage, do you have to have how much of levona? So Rabbi Meir says you have to have a komets of levona at the time of the haktara, and a komets of levona at the time of the burning. Right? That's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Komets batchila ushnei karatin basof. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You only have to have komets of a levona at the beginning. You do the kamitza. But at the end, if you've got two karatin, also good enough. Rabbi Shimon Savar, komets batchila. Remember, Rashi said they all agree on the beginning. V'koret echad basof. And all of them, nonetheless, shlosta mikra echad dar, all of them from the same pasuk, v'et kol ha-levona asher al ha-mincha. So they all have that same pasuk, right? Et kol ha-mincha. Now, how do they learn different things? Rabbi Meir says, a kmitza at the beginning and a kmitza at the end. Rabbi Shimon says a kmitza by two koretim. Rabbi Shimon says a kmitza and one koret at the end. How do they all have the same pasuk? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Meir sabar, ad de ita le-levona, the ikva bahade minchem ikara. What did the pasuk say? Ve'et kol ha-levona asher ala mincha. Look at Rashi. Ve'erim enu bekumtso. Look at the pasuk. Ve'erim enu bekumtso. He lifts up from the mincha bekumtso. Misolet ha-mincha. U'mishmana. And from his oil. Ve'et kol ha-levona. And all the levona. Asher ala mincha. Ve'hiktir ha-mizbeach reach nichoach askratah Hashem. And he burns on the mizbeach. So he lifts it up. And it says, et kol ha-levona. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Meir says, just like we have at the beginning, we have to have at the end. Rabbi Yehuda Savar la Savar Kol. When he says Kol, it says Kol alevona afilu chad koret. I don't know why, because he says all, but he says Kol alevona, meaning give me one koret would be good enough, right? So he says like this. Afilu na, because remember Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that you have to have two koretim. So he says if it had just said Kol, it would be afilu chad, but because it says et Kol. It comes to Rabot, Koret Acher. So it says, Et Kol means at least two Koretim. It just said Kor, a Kor would be one good enough. But Rabbi Shimon, Et Lo Darish. Rabbi Shimon has learned the Et, he's got just the Kol, which is basically how Rabbi Yehuda would have been without the Et. So he comes down to one Koret. Okay. New opinion here, new day of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Shem Rabbi Yochanan. New Aloch. It says, Machloket Belevona Haba'a Im HaMincha. The machloket between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir is only about the levona that comes with the korban mincha. But when you do a korban of levona on its own, aval belevona haba bifne atzma divrei hakol komet betchila vekomet besof. Says that only with regards to a kemitza of a mincha. If you bring a korban on its own of levona, everyone agrees that there has to be a kemitza enough for you to do kemitza and a kemitza for the haktara, and everybody there's no problem. Hachi itzchich. Right, Asher and Lach. Where did they learn it from? Asher al haMincha, the Bahale Mincha in Bifnei Atzmo Lo. Right, so in other words, the whole dibur that they all learned there, the Machloket was only when it was with the Mincha, but not when it's on its own. Now, new Halacha. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machloket Belevona Haba'a im haMincha. Again, he says that this Machloket, which we saw earlier on, is only about the Mincha when the Levona comes to the Mincha. Aval Belevona Haba'a beBezikin, but the Levona that come remember the Bezikin. That's the lechem hapanim, right? The showbread inside the mizbeah, inside the hechal. There were those bezikin, those which were full of levona as well. There is no machloket. Divrei hakol shnei kemitzin betchila v'shnei kemitzin besof. There, everyone agrees that two at the beginning. That's a little bit obvious as a gemara because we've got two bezikin, and each bezikin had a kemitzah inside it. The gemara says that's pshita. Now, that's pasha. Look at Rashi, the pshita. The haloketiv ba kol the ishtamei kol shehu. Ah, you see what Rashi says there. Our pasuk, which we learned, said ve'et kol ha-levona. Kol levona, you could learn it as kol, meaning kol shehu. Not kol, but a little bit, something. There, huh? Kol shehu, whatever, a little bit. But in the pasuk of the bezik, it doesn't say kol. So there's no kol shehu to learn from. That's what she says, right? So the Gemara says, Maritans, what would we have thought? What's the Havamina? Why are we learning this loch in the first place? Maritama, Kevan de Bahade Lechem Atia Kasher al HaMincha Adamia. Since they came with the Lechem Apanim, we would have thought it's like al HaMincha, right? Like on our Mincha. And on our Mincha, there was a Machloket. So therefore, we would have thought that it's similar to Machloket, Kamash Malan Shelo, there's no Machloket. Now, Gemara brings a new Alocha over here. Pligi be Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Yitzhak da Pacha. Chad amar machloket belevona haba'a im ha-mincha, aval belevona haba'a bifnei atzma, divrei hakol komet betchila v'komet besof. That's exactly like we saw Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's exactly what we saw so far. V'chad amar, no, k'machloket bezu, kach machloket bezu. So we see that not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, And Rabbi Yochanan, there's no, that, and the others don't argue. Some opinions said no. They do argue, they're the same. Okay? La halacha doesn't really affect us at all. Okay, now. Mishnah goes back. We had the Mishnah, chiseh levonata psula. If it's missing, it's levona, it's pasul. So Gemara says, wait, vahaya tir kshayra. And if it's got too much levona, it's kosher. Remember, with the shemen, we said riba v'chaser. If there's too much or there's too little. With the levona, we just said if it's missing. Right? Tanya didn't. We haven't got a brighter that says yatir psula. Even with regards to levona, if there's too much, also pasul. So why didn't our Mishnah say pasul? We've got a brighter that says pasul. So Amar Rabbi Brachama, kagon shefrish la shnei kematzim. He said, what would be the case there in our brighter? Like we saw in the shemen, if he set aside two kemitzin, right? Look at Rashi. Shefrish Rashi there, by the way, is only right in the middle of the Rashis. I'm actually in the middle. Shefrish lashnei kematzin. He says, psula wa de yoter midai riba. Right? That would be a case of the brighter. He says, Amar Rabbi Brachama, kagon shefrish lashnei kematzin. Okay. So there we see there. Sorry. Amar Rabbi Brachama, he frish lashnei kematzin. And Rabbi Brachama also said, if he set aside two kemitzin, va'avad echad mehen, kodem kemitzah, and now before he had done the kemitzah, right, one of those kemitzim of the levona got lost, right? Look at Rashi there. Kodem kemitzah, savar lo hukpu imamincha uksheira. If it got lost, the second levona, before he actually did the kemitzah, we'd say lo hukvu. And therefore, the korban is kosher because even though it was set aside, it wasn't involved by the time we came. Remember, we learned, we had a machloket the other day. We said, what causes the mincha? Is it the kemitzah or is it putting into the kli? Remember? So here we're going after the kemitzah. So since he hasn't done the kemitzah yet, we don't care what happens to the second levona. At the time of the kemitzah, there was one kometz of levona, it's kosher. That's right. However, he says, v'amar v'chama, aval achar kemitzah, if after he had done the kemitzah, in other words, at the time of the kemitzah, there were two kemitzim of levona, so then hukba'u, look at Rashi, hukba'u, v'have kayater upsula, ripasu, v'amar v'chama on that, hifrish arba'a kematzin l'shnei bezikin, the same halacha. If we've got in the min, in the hechal, with the lechem panim, then we've got bezikin, and each bezikin has a kemitzah. If you set aside four kemitzim now, double the amount there. Again, v'avdu shnai men kodim siduk bezikin. Remember, siduk bezikin, we take the bezikin out. That's like the parallel to our case of kemitzah, right? So if he took the bezikin out, and before he takes the bezikin out, those two extra kemitzin of levona got lost. Right? Look, po, same idea, we don't care. Achar siduk bezikin, hukpu. So Gemara says, why do I need two halachas? Aren't they exactly the same? What do I care? If we learned the halacha with regards to the bezikin in the hechal with lechem apanim, we learned the halacha with regards to kemitzah with our mincha, it's double quantity, and we see that so long as I haven't yet done the avoda and the second amount got lost, we don't care. Gemara says, no, it's needed. Why? My who detained, what would you have thought? Kevan de barir kometzah. We've seen this halacha, this answer coming up time and time again. There in the lechem apanim, the bazikin, the kemitzah, the komet is separately identified to the lechem apanim. Remember, where in our mincha, it's on top of the mincha, and it only becomes identified once you do the mincha. So you might have thought it said like this: Kevan de barir komet dida. Since the levona was already separated in a bazikin, the bread, it would have been, would have said kevan shehigiz mana lefurka. Commander Parika Damya would have thought, you know what? Now's the time to take the bezikin. I haven't yet taken it. The extra levona is still there. The time has arrived. It's as if I took it after I had the levona, therefore hukbun will be pasu. Kamashla, no. What counts here is when I actually take the bezikin. If by the time I come to take it, the second amount is missing, it's lakasha korban. Clear? Okay, that's the Gemara. Kamashla. Okay, new Mishnah. Wow. Hakometz la mincha. We're not going to finish this mincha. This mishnah. If you look at the next amud, this mincha. This mishnah goes into like 2/3 of tomorrow's amud aleph. So we'll just read the mishnah. So we'll just read the mishnah.
I think it's Malchus.
That'd be better.
Anyway, I looked it up from the last Masechta and
it
merged
the
Mishnayot into one.
Really, eh? Okay, well.
It's like a whole
parak. Okay, so HaKometz HaMincha, Lechol Shireya B'chutz. Now we got the Indian of Psul Machshava. And exactly like we had in Zvachim. Remember we had the idea that you had Kavona to eat the Korban in the wrong place or to eat it at the wrong time or to do the blood at the wrong time and the wrong place. Remember, there was a difference in time and place. Yeah, that's Manny's big shtick of Makom and Zman. So here we got to remember, when it's just in the wrong place, it becomes pasul, and you're on chayav karet. If it's at the wrong time, so it becomes pigu, and you chayav karet. Remember, time is more chamur than place in the shagot. Okay. Hakometz la'mincha lechol she'a b'chutz. You have intentions to eat it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Or kezayit mishre, or not the whole thing, even just the kezayit of it b'chutz. Or lahaktir kometz b'chutz, or to burn it on the mizbeach outside the azara. Or a kezayit kumtza, or just a kezayit of the kometz b'chutz. Or lahaktir levonata b'chutz, or to burn the levona b'chutz. In all those cases, pasul v'ein bo karet. There's no karet and it's pasul. However, lechol she'a l'macha. If your intention is to do it at a different time, at the wrong time. Remember, mincha is a day and it's koche koche. So it's only a day and night. And you decide to do it tomorrow, the second day. Right? Lemacha. Or kezayit mishre lemachar. Or only a kezayit of it, shiraim, to eat tomorrow. Or laktir kumtza lemachar. Or you're going to have a kavona to do the kemitza, to burn it tomorrow. Or only a kezayit of that kemitza tomorrow. Or laktir levon lemachar, or to burn the lemachar tomorrow. Pigul, in all these cases, it's a case of pigul, v'chayavin alav karet. And you are chayav karet for it, right? Look at Rashi very quickly, the first Rashi on Amud Yud Bet. Ha'ochel mishayre ha'mincha. If you eat the mincha, the shayrim, mustet ha'mincha, tichtiv b'chutz lezmano, avona tisa, it's a veira. Uchtiv benotar v'ochlav, Avono Yisa, and with notar as well, with the korbanot. Mal halan ketiv v'nichrata, there it says karet, afkan ha'ochlo b'karet. It's a gzera shava. V'achshe shava b'perakam edekritut, we learned over there. Now, let's just end off. The Mishnah says, zeh klal. Kol ha'kometz, o noten b'kli, ha'molich, ha'maktir, all of these avodas, right? They're the parallel avodas to shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, right? You got your ha'kometz, or noten b'kli, or molich, or maktir, you do any of these avodas with the kavona le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, to eat something which you would normally eat, or lahaktir davar, or to burn something shedarko, which would be burnt on the mizbeach, chutz limkomo, if your intention was to do the eating or the burning in the wrong place, that's pasul, but there's no karet. If you have the intention chutz lizmano at a different time to the wrong time, pigul v'chayavin alav karet. And now it says the Mishnah will be ovad sheyakriv. Let's leave this. Get with it tomorrow.